Blog Talk Radio. This is another episode of Wake Up African People, and tonight we have the esteemed scholar, Dr. Jeffrey. He's coming on tonight to give us something of history that only he can know, because he was mentored in part by the scholars that were born to our hearts. And Dr. Leonard Jeffries, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. I don't know whether we're connected, but I pressed one. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. We had a little difficulties with the music. I didn't even want the music to play tonight because I want to give you all the time in the world to lay out this history that our people may not know, and all the hardships and everything these brothers and sisters and all the people had to go through in order to deliver the information and the knowledge to our people that would mentally uplift them to a higher state. Leonard Jeffries, tonight I have my co-host, Brother Bartley, me and him, and we're going to let you go ahead and do all the talking and lay down that history. I think you're going to start from Champ Williams or even further back and take us forward up in the present day to yourself. Sir, the mic is yours.
Okay, well, certainly I want to thank you for allowing us to come together and with your radio family and to deal with this important thing of our history. We've been seduced and bamboozled into his story instead of the real history. But fortunately, over the last 50, 60 years, there's been an explosion of information revealing our true history. And so when you talk about the history of the human family, we're the mothers and fathers of the human family. When you talk about the history of development of the human family on planet Earth, we're at the center of whatever development that one thinks about, science, economics, philosophy, medicine, astrology, astronomy. So we really have to claim who and what we are. We're not pale shadows of white folks who have dominated the history, distorted it, exploited it, co-opted it, and then implied that we have no history, that we contributed nothing to human development, that we were not really a part of the human family. And the explosion of scientific information and historical data has established the real truth, that there is no history without us. And the center of that history of the human family is what we have contributed. Typically, we'll have the Africans. Africans have contributed nothing to civilization. Science and history has established now that we contributed civilization itself. And so that's the significant part of what we have to be about, mastering that, finding out the real truth and whatnot. And so our great contribution, and you can cite the various individuals. So Dr. Benz of the world, the Chancellor Williams of the world, the Dr. Clarks of the world have given us a gift that keeps on giving. And that is the truth about who and what we are. Our great task is to tap into that and then make it a part of our life, building our personal development, our family development, our community development around the significance of who and what we are and what we have contributed. And so we don't know where to start, but we know that great scholars from the African-American experience, the Caribbean experience, the Afro-Brazilian experience, and certainly the continental African experience have made their contributions. I've been blessed for the last 40-something years to teach this history. And it's been a great satisfaction to see the people turn their lives around and understanding that we are the first to walk the planet, going back when? Millions of years ago, we are the people who evolved years ago, hundreds of thousands of years ago, into modern humanity, Homo sapiens sapiens. And then over the last 10,000 years, the great civilizing processes have been around African peoples and their cousins in the river valleys of the world, such as the Nile River Valley, such as the Tigris and Euphrates River Valley, so that we don't take a backseat to anybody in dealing with this enormous history, but we have to search it out. We have to make it a part of our education, not starting in the schools, but starting in the homes, and then taking that history to its maximum development at the universities and the scientific institutions and research centers, so that I count my blessings when I know that it has been the Dr. Bens of the world who've opened the door for me, the Dr. Clarks who have continued that development, and the Dr. Cheikhanta Diop from Senegal, who have affirmed it with the best and the most significant scientific information, that we're not pulling rabbits out of hats, and we're not dealing with myths and legends. We're dealing with scientific, historical information affirmed by archaeology, paleontology, linguistics, and any other affirmation that one would want to have. And so we as African peoples, and people say, well, I'm not African. Yes, you are. there's only one race, and it's the human race. And that human race is African, whatever you want to call it. So that when you have this information, you've got to do a revision. You have to do a makeover. We are happy to be achieving Negroes in our various locations, but we're much more than that. Many of our achieving Negro circumstances are imitating and mimicking white folks. Our history allows us to go way beyond that. The whole consciousness of seeing ourselves in a divine order and spirituality, that's a profound contribution of African peoples. But we, unfortunately, if you don't have that understanding, then you are measuring yourself by your material circumstances. If you got a lot of money, then you have arrived. If you want to get a lot of money and you're willing to do anything to get it, then you are a rising star. But just us being the center of the human family is our great achievement. And it's our great achievement. And so that I'm glad that you're allowing us to be able to lay it out. So what do people need to do? Look at the Dr. Benz, the Dr. Clark, the Dr. Diop's, to Dr. Chance Williams, our great sisters. Look at them as schools of knowledge and study them. Study their work. Study their speeches. Study the films made on them. And so there's a lot of work to do. Well, it's not going to get me a degree. You search out the knowledge for your development, not for you to get a degree to get a job. Your understanding of this would allow you to be a motivating factor. That's why I'm so glad that these brothers and sisters have achieved what they have achieved. They've given us the gift that keeps on giving. Once you tap into it, other things open for you. And so that's what we've got to begin to appreciate and understand. It's not a matter of a book or a film or a speech. It's a matter of the explosion of knowledge that helps you develop your socialization, how you become who you are, and your acculturation, how you fit into society, and how you develop a sense of mission, purpose, and direction. Getting a job is not a mission, purpose, and direction. It's a survival process. Understanding who and what you are and your contribution to the development of the human family, that's developmental culture. So we have to move from survival culture, getting basic economics, politics, and high cultural development together, we have to move to developmental culture, which means that you control your creativity and your productivity, your economics. It means that you develop your politics to enhance your economics. It means that you appreciate culture in such a way that it is the key, because culture is the mind. whoever controls the mind controls the behind. And so if we see our people doing weird and funny things, it's because somebody else has programmed us. You're born to win, but you're programmed to lose. You have to destroy that program and revise it and put a real program of development in place. And so that's what our contribution is, that this explosion since World War II, when African leaders met in England in 1945 and had the Pan-African Conference in 1945, and they decided to move together on a collective process of liberating our territories from colonialism and establishing our own institutions, organizations, and our nation. And so that has been a fantastic contribution of this explosion of information. I've been blessed to have the best that the white boy gives in terms of the formal education. That's my million-dollar education that goes all the way to a master's at Columbia University, PhD at Columbia University, studying in Switzerland, international affairs in French. But what makes me is not the million-dollar white boy education. That's my passport to move in his world with dignity, and they have to affirm and recognize me. But what makes me is the multi-billion-dollar African education that began in the beginning in the minds of my mother and my grandfather and others who instilled in me a sense of purpose and direction. And it's that multi-billion-dollar education that allows me to move throughout the world, whether in South America, the Caribbean, or in Europe, and certainly throughout America, with the greatest minds, with the greatest motivated individuals, and organizing our people. I'm at the UN now. We had a meeting here on this enormous film on Nanny of Jamaica. And so to bring that history to life. In fact, Rita Marley is here, and others are here who have come to pay homage to recapturing our history. And so now we're in trouble now because people have spotted me, and they want to come over. And my wife is trying to tell them he's in the middle of trying to put a broadcast on. But so we live the history. History is not just a textbook for us. It's my wife is born and raised in Harlem, a brilliant scholar, expert on African art and culture, Caribbean art and culture, African-American art and culture. And myself, my focus has been economics and politics mixed with culture. And that has given us a window on the world which is enormous. And we want to share it. It does no good to have it locked up in your own library or locked up in your own little group or sharing it with your immediate family. You want to share it with your global family. And so that's why I'm hooked up with the Marcus Garvey Legacy. His son, Dr. Julius, is a very good friend of mine. His oldest son, Marcus Garvey Jr., and I live six blocks from each other. He shared the City College with me, and other greats that we share with, the brothers like Gil Noble, one of our best TV men. He was able to document all of our history from the Paul Robinsons to the Michael Manleys of the Caribbean, to the great musicians and the, yeah, okay. Wow.
Well, we're getting it live from the UN, so we ain't worried about a little.
Yes. Well, it has been my pleasure to share, and that's the way I operate. You get some knowledge, you got to pass it on. That's what my mother and others taught me, that you are not just you, you're a part of a larger community. And you have to begin to appreciate that even though you're an individual, the most important part of you is your being a part of a community. And that your achievement is only because others laid a foundation for you. And so in the European tradition, you think that you are you, you did it all by yourself. That's what we call individualism. We're all individuals, but we really want to be able to move collectively. And so my achievements are the achievements of others. And there's so many other partners I have around the world, scholars, educators, community leaders that are making their contribution. So I don't single myself out for any special praise, but the beautiful thing is to be able to share it with so many others. You got the Philadelphia School that has been built up around Malefia Sante. You have the Jacob Carruthers School that has been built up around Dr. Jacob Carruthers in Chicago, Andy Thompson, Dr. Andy Thompson in Chicago. You have the West Coast School, Los Angeles, Milana Karanga, Dr. Milana Karanga and his people. And then in the Bay Area, you have Dr. Wade Nobles, Dr. Oba Tchaka. In fact, Dr. Wade Nobles left us with this so important concept that African people everywhere suffer from a shattered consciousness and a fractured identity. And until we can understand that and get our consciousness clear and clarify who and what we are, we're going to continually be confused. And so it has been a great, great and mighty walk. That's the title of the film that Wesley Snipes did about Dr. John Henry Clark, a self-taught master teacher. In other words, when he was growing up, he was born in 1915, and coming out of Alabama and Georgia, and it was against the law for him to go into a library. He didn't have the heavy formal education that people like myself and my wife have. However, his love of learning and books and his ability to share it with the world produced a personal library of 20,000 books that he contributed to the Atlanta University complex, where you have Morehouse and the others, the schools, Morehouse, Spelman, and you had Morris Brown, and you have the International Theological Seminary. So here is a man who didn't have the formal education that those of us who have been blessed to have, but his contribution is to collect books on our people and then give them to the library complex in Atlanta. Now, that's the epitome of what I'm talking about, a brother mastering the knowledge himself, sharing it with others like myself, partners partnering with brothers like Dr. Ben. They had a fantastic brotherhood, Dr. Ben and Dr. Clark. And then accumulating all this knowledge, organizing it, and then giving it back to the community. That's the story that needs to be told. He could have sold it for $1 million, but gave it to the community. And so that's why we have to have at our fingertips the real story and not his story. We have to have that truth, but we've got to search it out. And then knowledge is power. African knowledge is African empowerment, and we need to use that knowledge to empower ourselves. Mm. And so that's the great, great, great that I would like to put out. Fortunately, our people are getting bits and pieces of the knowledge, and they're using it, but in many instances, they're using it personally to beat up on people, to show that I'm better than somebody else, instead of realizing the more knowledge you get, the more you realize you don't know. And so the more work you got to do, then you got to pass it down. If you don't pass it down to your children, and you're not passing it down to your nephews, and you're not making it part of your community's development, then you're missing your great opportunity to make a contribution to the divine order of the universe. Knowledge moves the universe. And so whatever little bit we got ain't enough. We got to search out for more. And then we got to put it not in our pocketbooks and not on a wall in the form of a diploma. It has to be shared. And from that basis, we can continue to throw off enslavement, the enslavement of the mind, along with the enslavement of the chains on our bodies. And with that knowledge, we can continue our mission. And so, brother, I want to continue to maintain contact with you so that we can continue the flow with this knowledge.
Avoid yes, I'm going to have you. I want to have you show again when, you know, you're freer to talk, and because we want to touch on the academic racism that Dr.
Yes.
Ben and Dr. Mark and all of them went through.
Well, I'm looking at all these lovely young ladies, and my little 78-year-old spirit is feeling very good.
Oh, my Lord. This is
no,
priceless.
I'm just Professor Jeffries. I'm not your Lord. I'm just Professor Jeffries. Here comes another one. She's even taller than me, making me look like a shrimp. Let me just step up a little bit. Hey. So they done got these selfies. Oh, she done got her card. Got a PhD 3 weeks ago. Hey, did you hear that? She just got a PhD 3 weeks ago, and she said, I'm one of her inspirations. Well, let me give you the tape that we have of Harvard. When I went up to Harvard and said it's about, not about anti-Semitism, it's about anti-Semitism. And then Mayor Koch wanted to beat me up, invite me to his office. So I have the tape, a CD of Mayor Koch, and we took him to the mat. So let me give that to you. Yes, brother. Carrie, that was wonderful. You all have done a fantastic job. How you doing? Did you do all that talking up there? And in the maroons?
I'm Queen Mother
Jar. Oh, wow.
I'm Queen Mother
Jar. Yes. And you were with the Sir Martha Edmund Juca?
In Ireland.
Yeah. Okay, beautiful. You did a fantastic job. Hey, and you have to maintain contact. Living history, living history, living legend. Hey. Oh, God. This is fantastic. Let me give this sister, and then people who want to maintain contact with us, they can help us with these tapes and whatnot. This knowledge helps us organize the legacy that we're talking about. That's Dr. J and the African Education of Ed Koch. Now, let me give you the Harvard one. 1 second. Hey. So this is live history. This is not just us out in the woods. This is or in a studio somewhere, or in a study, a library, then got a PhD. Hey! And what's your name now? She's Brittany Osborne. Foundation, her husband has a Haitian foundation. She's got that Jamaican foundation, so she's mixing it up in a beautiful way. And he's waiting outside in the cold for her. But no, let me get to this Harvard, because people on the radio need to contact me in order to get Dr. Jeffries at Harvard. And that was, thank you, Sister Carrie Orne. It's so good. And thanks for the card. Yes. And the Harvard speech was the culmination of the attack on me and the other scholars when we were developing the curriculum of inclusion. And so our response was not with any hate or not with any anger. We just brought the truth to him. And the leading person who wanted to meet with me so he could destroy me was Mayor Edward I. Koch. And people said, Dr. Clark said, you don't need to see him. He'll twist anything you say. Our great educator, Regent Adlai Stanford, said, no, don't worry about him. My brother looked at me. My younger brother, and who's a great martial artist, scholar, and all. And he said, Lenny, if you wish to go see Mayor Koch, you can, because I'm going to go with you, and my aura will protect you. Now, when you got a younger brother, 2 years younger than you, who, in the middle of this controversy over the curriculum, what we call intellectual warfare, and the curriculum wars, when your brother can tell you, you can take on this challenge, I'll be right there with you. So the Jeffries boys from North New Jersey rode down to Koch's office. I had a big box of books. My brother had a big box of books. We laid it out in his office, wiped him out. He ain't had nothing to say about me after that for 16 months because he knew we were dealing with the truth, this enormous truth about who and what we are. So that the radio audience should know that what we're dealing with is power. And if you want to empower yourself in other words, grow, then you got to tap into it. You got to put away the little things, the petty things, the things that are not going to help you grow, the confusion, the hate, the denial of who and what you are, discarding your family and that raised you, and discarding the family that you've already tried to develop. In other words, men have to take responsibility of being at the center of their families. Can't just leave everything to the women. And study those great men that have gone through trials and tribulations and then still learn to prevail, to triumph, and then make their contribution. The story of Dr. Ben is not just in the books, it's in his life. The story of Dr. Clark is not just in his great library of 20,000 sent down to Atlanta, but it's in his life. What did he do? How did he do it? And who did he share it with? He's created the Torah of Marcus Garvey and his tiger cubs. Dr. Clark actually nourished generations of us. We're his tiger cubs. And we have generations up under us that are carrying on the work that he outlined for us. So that brothers, y'all did a good job. You can close it up now. You can close it up. I'm the last person out of here. So we're leaving the UN now with all of these leaders and community folks and the filmmakers and elders, a woman who's been in Suriname. She's from Jamaica, but she was able to go to Suriname and be honored by the African people of Suriname, which is in South America, next to Guyana and next to Guyana. That's French Guyana. Suriname is Dutch Guyana. Guyana is British Guyana, and Guyana is French Guyana. So it's a challenge for us, brother, and I'm glad that you allowed me to lay it out. All of us can make a contribution. All of us must make a contribution. And in doing so, we'll be able to create the power of the global African community, starting with ourselves and starting with our families and starting with our communities, no matter where we are. And so I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to be a part of your radio family. And
yes.
So we're outside.
And
we'll continue this. This is part one.
So what we'll do is, being that you're at the UN and you're taking care of business for our people and everything out there, we're going to let you come back on, and then I guess we can lay down all the stuff that we get to today.
Yes. Well, certainly I'll be there, too.
So I'm going to cut the show, and I'm going to thank you for coming on.
Well, it's been my pleasure. And anytime I get a chance to share with our people, I'm willing to do it. All right now.
Yes.
The struggle continues.
So, thank you for the Wake Up African People. And me and Brother Bartley both are going to say good night to you and have a safe trip home from the UN.
All right. All right. Thank you, brother. It's a pleasure. All right. You know, the struggle continues. Hey, you did a good job. You did a good job. Hey, I like the tie. I like the tie. Hey. Yeah, this is my wife. We were going to go by and drop you, go by the house, pick her up, and then, but when your buddy wanted you to come directly in, so I went back home, and then she drove. He drove it. Yeah. And all this big stuff. You did a good job. Yeah. All right, man.